You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Good on him. Hello there. Hi, Phil. It's Phil from Orbital. Phil, part
hello,
of the,
hello.
Part of the family band that make up Orbital. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Really good.
Hey, thanks for fitting us in today, Phil. I know we're talking to you over there in the United Kingdom, but we're very excited because we're here to announce that Orbital are coming as Orbital to New Zealand for the very first time to Spore.
Live and direct. Yeah, we're really, really super excited about it. I don't know why we haven't been there before. Don't ask me why. But we're coming now. That's amazing, Paul.
You make up for it by announcing this. This is fantastic news. Phil, you and your brother, Paul, are Orbital, and you've been around for a good solid whack now, haven't you?
Yeah, it's our 30th anniversary. Your 30th year anniversary next year.
Did you?
We're coming there next year anyway. I keep forgetting it's next year.
It's for your birthday. That's why we're doing it. You were here DJing just yourself with Underworld.
Yeah.
With Underworld recently.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Out in the forest, that was amazing,
that was
wasn't it? Yeah, did you have a good time?
Yeah, beautiful. I had a great time, and then it made me realise, it's like, oh my God, why have we not played here before? Do you know what I mean? Because there are people over there who are just so well educated about the music and everything. They loved Underworld and my DJ and everything. They knew, you know, I played some Orbital and it just went crazy. So it's like, we had to come here.
I was part of that crazy frenzy.
Brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic. You've released an album this year.
Yep, Monsters Exist.
So you haven't stopped making music. For people who don't know, you really were there at the onset of this amazing, three or so decades of electronic music, just growing and getting bigger and bigger and more a part of the musical landscape. You must have seen some amazing shit.
Yes, lots of amazing stuff going on. Personally, we've had a brilliant career. I can't complain, even though we keep splitting up and reforming again and splitting up. But, you know, we're brothers.
Yeah.
We're very much silk and cheese, me and my brother. We're very, very opposite. And, you know, that works, and sometimes it clashes. Do you know what I mean? And that's what's happened, really. But I'm really pleased that we got back together. I can't, you know, and it's been going so well. You know, the fans have been very patient with us, I must say. It's like, oh, no, they're not split up again. Oh, yeah, like another brother tiff. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous, really. We're like the Gallagher brothers in the electronic world.
You guys sort of right from the start forged a reputation as being well worth going to see live. Was that always the idea, or did you make the music first and then the live show came next, or did they sort of grow together?
Well, to play live, we sort of just basically set up a studio live and improvised with the structure of the song. So we're jamming with the structure of the song, really. We've got all the live synths with MIDI going to them. So you've got all the squiggability, you know, with the sounds and everything. And it gives you a chance to, you know, the bass drum only comes in when you press the bass drum, you know, and so on and so forth. And you can respond to the audience. So, you know, there were a lot of people going around at the time during the 90s doing sort of PAs, is what they call them, and basically just miming to their backing track, which is not good enough, really, because, they didn't give the audience enough respect, in my opinion. And when we come on, it was just like, this is a way you can play electronic music in a live format, you know, and the people understand that. They can feel it, whether they know what we're doing up on stage or not. It doesn't matter, but you can feel it. You know, the happy mistakes happen, you go, whoop, you know. And it's raw and it's live, you know. And people recognise that. Like I say, whether they know what we're doing or not is irrelevant, really. And it is raw and live.
And you got Best Live Act at Glastonbury 1 year.
Pardon?
You got Best Live Act at Glastonbury?
Yeah, in 94, back then. That was a thing because it was still a very rock and roll world, you know, at that time. And so we came on after Bjork, and it's a disco bit at the end. And people were so gagging for electronic sound at that time. The audience really made it a seminal gig, really, because they were so wanted it, and we gave it to them. And they just went crazy. And then Michael Eavis, who owns the Glastonbury, went, oh, well, the penny dropped, you know what I mean? And, you know, which was great. Even he says that, you know, I'm not like making that up. And it just pushed the electronic band sort of thing, you know, idea forward, which is what we were doing, really. So it worked out perfectly for the electronic fraternity, really. Now they've got a dark field there, do you know what I mean? It's great. It's great.
With the benefit of like a couple of decades behind you, it's quite. I've sort of noticed that the people that were around then that were into music now have with the benefit of hindsight, they've sort of gone, you know what, it wasn't just all getting off our tits, and it wasn't just being young, or it wasn't just at the time when we used to go clubbing. That genuinely do have a real love for the music, and so it's quite exciting when a band that you're into back then comes through again. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do you know where you're going to be playing? It's amazing.
It's on the beach, isn't it?
It's amazing, man.
I know. That's what I'm looking forward to that so much. Yeah, really am. Really am. That's what I've noticed when I was over there DJing last year, like with the audience. That's what I mean. They're fans, and you know, they understand what is going on. Which is, you know, you never know. I didn't think they did until you go over there. You go, well, it's just like we're meant to be here.
Hey, what's going to be awesome to see you play at Splore next year from the 21st to the 24th of February. Splore's on at the Te Papakanga Reserve, Regional Park, sorry.
Yep.
And Phil Hartnell, thank you very much for talking to us on 95 BFM this morning.
We're really looking forward to coming there. Really
we're looking forward to seeing Orbital play live for us. Thanks a lot, Phil. Cheers. Have a great day.
Thank you. Cheers, bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, that was Phil from Orbital. Announced to be playing at Splore. Tickets from splore.net. You wanted to do that. There's an ideal stocking stuffer. Or you can take your chances and try and win them in the Summer Super Prize Pack.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.